We're back from a short break with lots to catch up on. Flair Airlines turned off their phones over the weekend. The FAA wants all 737s inspected. American and Delta are hiring. Frontier says bye-bye to LAX. And we have some United news. Here's what's happening on the Jet Set today, July 19th, 2021.
Welcome aboard. It's time to Jet Set. Here's Bobby Laurie.
Hi there, everyone. Happy Monday. Thanks for joining us. We took a little bit of a short break there just for a little summer relaxation, but now we're back to it with everything that's happened in just the airline industry to catch you up on in this episode of the Jet Set today. Let's begin with Flair Airlines. Now, they're a new Canadian low-cost carrier. They just started flying to Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, Phoenix, and Palm Springs. And rather than have frustrated customers be put on hold for hours at a time on the telephone, Canadian budget carrier Flair has decided to close its phone lines altogether, at least until this morning, July 19th. If you dialed their 1-800 number, this is what you heard.
Thank you for calling Flair Airlines. We are currently closed. You can make all your changes to your reservation online by visiting mytrip.flyflair.com.
The airline said that they decided to take this abnormal approach in order to focus on its backlog of customer inquiries via email, while at the same time working on boosting its customer service staff numbers. The problem is, even if you called that phone number during the normal business hours, you're still going to get the same message, and they're directing you to send emails, which that message continued by saying that they were only going to be answering emails through 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Now, the airline is saying that they do have an increased demand and extremely high call volumes, and that's the reason why they decided to shut everything down over the weekend. They did say, quote, "We are very sorry for this. Our current customer experience is not what you deserve and not what we strive for." Moving over to American Airlines now, they're canceling the extended leaves for about 3,300 flight attendants and telling them to come back to work just in time for the holiday season. American also announced that they plan on hiring 800 new flight attendants by next March. Now, the moves are the latest indication that leisure travel in the U.S. is recovering more quickly from the pandemic than the airlines expected. Brady Barnes, the airline's vice president of in-flight service, said, quote, "Increasing customer demand and new routes starting later this year mean we need more flight attendants to operate the airline." Last year, American Airlines offered long-term leaves of absence to flight attendants and other employees to cut costs while it struggled with the steep drop in travel caused by the coronavirus outbreak. Other airlines did the same thing, and now they all need people. In fact, Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastain said last week that his airline expects to hire between 4,000 and 5,000 workers this year, and Delta also plans to add 1,300 reservation agents by this fall to help reduce the long waits on hold for customers who call the airline's 1-800 numbers. Maybe they should take a little hint from Flair Airlines. It's also adding some customer service, cargo, and airport workers, and plans to hire more than 1,000 pilots before next summer. Let's fly over to California now. A lot of news coming out of there. Discount carrier Avelo Airlines, which started flying from the North Bay to Burbank back in April, said that it's going to add direct flights from Sonoma County to Las Vegas starting on September 16th. Avelo will fly on Monday, Thursday, and Friday, as well as Sundays, a single flight from Charles M. Schultz Sonoma County Airport to McCarran International in Las Vegas, and a flight from McCarran back to the Santa Rosa area airport. One-way fares on the new route will start around $39, including taxes and fees. Costs for carry-on and checked bags and assigned seats will be extra. There's some other news coming out of Burbank as well. Frontier Airlines has arrived. On Thursday, July 15th, Frontier celebrated the launch of three nonstop flights from Burbank to Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. The carrier is shifting some flying away from LAX while also continuing to connect flights to its base in Denver with other various spokes. A senior vice president at Frontier, Daniel Schurz, said, quote, "We're thrilled to add Burbank to Frontier's extensive route map with nonstop flights to Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix taking off. Frontier is focused on low fares done right, and our low fares combined with the convenience of flying from Hollywood Burbank Airport offers visitors and Southern Californians an unmatched travel experience this summer and beyond." In the wake of Frontier announcing that it was launching operations at Burbank and expanding in Ontario, it was revealed that Frontier Airlines will be abandoning all of its flights and its position at LAX, Los Angeles International Airport. Let's go over to some aircraft news now. You may remember earlier this year in February, a United Airlines Boeing 777 suffered a spectacular engine failure over a Denver suburb that actually caused engine parts to rain down all across the area. Well, that aircraft has now taken to the skies, it appears to be, one final time. The aircraft lifted off from Denver International Airport at 8:39 a.m. local time on Friday. Aircraft N772UA flew to Victorville in California's Mojave Desert. The flight lasted an hour and 40 minutes. It appears that United is retiring the aircraft. Also, the FAA this week issued a directive to all airlines operating the Boeing 737, mandating new inspections on a switch that controls cabin pressure. The good news, though, summer travelers should not see any impact. The airworthiness directive applies to all 737 aircraft of every generation, from the original models all the way through the latest 737 MAX. There are 2,502 of these aircraft active in the United States and over 9,000 globally. There are two cabin altitude pressure switches on each 737. If they fail at the same time, cabin pressure could drop, leading to dangerously low oxygen levels. Importantly, this has not happened during an actual flight. The order was prompted after several reports of newly installed pressure switches failing during testing. Normally, the switches are tested every 6,000 flight hours. Under the new rule, those tests will be mandated every 2,000 flight hours instead. All active aircraft must be checked within 2,000 flight hours of their last test or within 90 days of this airworthiness directive taking effect. The rule is scheduled to be published on Tuesday, tomorrow, July 20th. According to the FAA, each inspection and, if necessary, a replacement should take no more than an hour. And finally today, a North Carolina family is suing American Airlines, saying that an aborted landing ruined their Las Vegas vacation. The lawsuit says in 2019, when their flight from Charlotte reached Las Vegas, the plane bounced off the tarmac and then went back into the air. They claim that those movements led to injuries and forced a family of four to cancel their planned activities. They are seeking more than $25,000 and blame the pilots for a, quote, get there at all costs mentality. Not sure they were getting there at all costs, since they didn't force the landing that they ended up aborting for safety reasons. Don't think that's going to hold up in court. That's your update on aviation news from this weekend and from last week. We will be back tomorrow with a fresh dose of headlines for you from all around the travel industry, airlines, hotels, cruises, rail, and rental cars. Until then, you can visit thejetset.tv for your latest headlines. That's what's on the Jet Set today. We'll see you tomorrow.